I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Toma Legion defeated the Post Grizzlies of Gays Mills last night 1-0 in American Legion Baseball. That season continues with regionals coming up in a week or so and the postseason for Legion teams across the state of Wisconsin. All-star football games are coming up next weekend in the Oshkosh area. Michael Hernan has more.
The high school football all-star game rosters have been announced. Here are the local kids they'll be playing, starting with the 8-man South team, Logan Hardiman from Belmont, Landon Pedretti from DeSoto, and Bradley Rikers from Belmont. From the South small team, Roman Frederick from Potosi Cassville, Brett Hemmersbach from Cashton, Chase Horstman from Bangor, Tremaine Kenneker from Mineral Point, Josh Klan from Lodi, Henry Coppin from Lodi, Jace Kolinsky from Lodi, Zach McLean from Platteville, Wyatt Miles from Fenimore, Carter Murray from Darlington, Brady Poles from Lodi, Connor Raisbeck from Lancaster, Max Schneider from Prairie du Chien, Gibson Sporley from Mineral Point, Logan Wolf from Lancaster, Owen Zahm from Viroqua, and the coaches for the Salt Small team, Carl Satgen from Lodi and Dave Poles from Lodi. The North small team coaches will be Dustin Fickerman from Boston and William Paris from Wisconsin Dells. And from the South large team, Casey Helgeson from Mount Hoare Barneveld. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Teague Perkins of the Richland Center Hornets will be a member of the South Squad small team coming up next weekend as well. And Teague will join us on WRCO Sports talking about that experience along with his head coach, Andy Troxel. We'll have that for you coming up here in the coming days. Also on the local and area scene, Richland Center Church League softball games coming up tonight on the East Diamond at 7. Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays the Mission. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. At 8:15 on the East, Church of the Nazarene will play St. Mary's with Richland Baptist Temple 1 providing the umpires. On the West Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Bethel Lutheran. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 8:15, Boscobel Assembly of God plays Free Methodist. Bethel Lutheran will provide the umpires. For more information about Richland Center Church League softball, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. Quail Run will be the site of Tuesday Men's Golf League action after a rainout last week. They'll resume the league schedule coming up this evening. The Brewers were off yesterday and last night. They'll open up a series against Pittsburgh tonight. Colin Ray will be on the mound for Milwaukee as they take on the Pirates. Games that were played yesterday, it was a win for Cincinnati over Colorado 6-0, Atlanta 5, Arizona 4, St. Louis 6-0 over Washington, and Pittsburgh beat the Mets 8-2. In the American League, Detroit 1, Cleveland 0, Minnesota 8-6 over the White Sox, and Texas was a winner against the LA Angels. That final score was 9-4. Few universities do more winning in sports than the Wisconsin Badgers. The College Basketball Report places UW in the top 10 with a .684 winning percentage over the last 9 seasons. The basketball program has put up 6 seasons of 20 wins or more in that span. The football team has claimed 4 Big Ten Conference West Division championships and appeared in 9 straight bowl games. Badgers football has completed 22 consecutive winning seasons. Former Badger forward and team leader Tyler Wall will play for the Minnesota Timberwolves entry in the NBA Summer League. Wall averaged 10.5 points and 5.5 rebounds for Wisconsin as a senior. He was noted for his intensity as he did his job on both ends of the court. Play in the NBA Summer League tips off Friday and runs through July 22nd. All games will be played in Las Vegas. The NFL has suspended Pittsburgh Steelers safety Cam Sutton for the first 8 games of the 2024 season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The suspension stems from Sutton's involvement in an alleged domestic violence dispute in Florida in March. Sutton eventually surrendered to authorities and entered a pretrial diversion program in April after the charges were reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor battery. New Packer running back Josh Jacobs is expected to be the best ball carrier in the NFC North. At least that's the take of the pro football analysts at SI.com. Jacobs is the pick ahead of former Packers running back Aaron Jones and Jamar Gibbs of the Lions. The new guy in Green Bay gets that respect despite the fact he's coming off a weak performance in 2023. After leading the league with 1,653 yards in 2022, he was held to just 805 last year. At 26, a bounce-back season is expected. When the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team has an off day in Paris, they'll be checking out other events. And if Simone Biles is competing that day, she'll be who they want to see. Count the U.S. men among Biles' many fans heading into the Paris Games. LeBron James says she's the greatest. Kevin Durant says she's why he started watching gymnastics. In other news from basketball, UConn and men's basketball coach Dan Hurley have agreed to a 6-year, $50 million deal from the 29-30 season. From here on out until that time, nearly a month after he turned down a lucrative offer to coach the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.